Hey, AfterBuzzers and Oncers, we are about to discuss episodes 7 and 8 of season 7, Once Upon a Time. Oh man, so many juicy things happen, and we finally found out who Hook's daughter is. You won't want to miss this discussion, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, nothing like that sound of the Once Upon a Time intro. And guys, I am beyond excited because we were right.
Yes,
we're totally
so
right.
So many things that happened in this episode we had predicted, and I did doubt myself, but I'm really excited to say that we are right. But before we get into this amazing two-hour episode, might I add, we might as well introduce ourselves and where they can find us on social media. Lanisha, where can they find you?
What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A. N-I-S-H-A 914.
Carolina.
Hey guys, I'm Carolina Benetti, and you can find me on Instagram as LenaBean113 or Twitter at Carolina Benetti.
Hey guys, it's Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Ellie Girl. And unfortunately, we don't have Steph Sabra tonight. We miss her, but she will join us on our next recap. Well, guys, we do miss you, Steph. Make sure.
3 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, 3 weeks from tonight.
3 weeks.
Before we get depressed, let's get into the episode. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, I think we need to start with the whole Eloise Gardner case. That it was closed, technically, and it was opened because we figured out a bunch of things that had happened. Alice is officially Hook's daughter.
Yes.
Ding,
who
ding,
was
ding,
right?
Ding. We were so right.
We were killing it on their predictions.
And I would like to add, before we get into the details, Lanisha was half right.
Half?
Because technically, the witch disguised herself
as Rapunzel.
Exactly.
Yeah. So technically, he had a baby with both Rapunzel and the witch.
Which is super creepy.
Super creepy. And it makes me wonder, where's the real Rapunzel?
Right.
Yes.
Like, what happened to her? Because she was like, oh, that's a tragic tale. And then jumped out the window.
Right.
But that's not an answer.
But we're going to find out next 3 weeks from now.
We have to wait almost.
But, man, all right. So getting into it, to find Eloise.
Was it you or was it Steph who predicted the double curses?
Steph.
Yeah. So, you know, kudos. We were all right. We all had one part of the equation to it.
So we all knew something. You knew about that there was a witch. You knew that was the witch in the tower. Everyone was right.
There was too much weird chemistry between Alice and Hook that there had to be something more than just there were friends.
I was like, nah, that's his kid.
Yeah. And, like, the weird, like, thing about how he feels connected and all of this stuff.
Right.
But, man, we got a lot of those answers. And to bounce off, so they're trying to find Eloise Gardner. Hook doesn't feel like he's going to be complete unless he closes this case.
Right.
And he's constantly trying to find pieces to the story with this journal that he has that's hers.
Exactly. And they had to stop the other case where the guy got killed.
Right.
Pretty much. Poisoned.
Which,
because I'd be evident.
Let's also add this in there. Weaver is stopping everything from going. When something goes 2 steps forward, he pulls it 5 steps back.
Yeah.
So can we ask ourselves, do we think Weaver's good in this scenario?
I think Weaver has a hunch who the guardian is, and that's why Ronnie brought it up to him. And she was like, does this have to do with the guardian? As he was walking out at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's all connected to why he was interfering with finding Eloise and with Lucy and everything. He's doing it because I think this curse is set up for him to finally, like, achieve, like, whatever he needs to with the Guardian. Like, do you guys agree with me? I don't know. I just feel like it's all adding up, and it's very Rumpelstiltskin-like. It's got his, you know, paw prints all over it.
So in a way, he is good because he also tried to warn Roger when he was looking for Eloise. He's like, don't look for her. Don't get too deep into this case. So in a way, he's protecting her because he could just be like,
whatever. Well, he even told him to his face. He's like, I'm trying to save you from yourself. You don't know what you're setting into motion. But I think that he's also like prolonging and making things happen a certain way because like in a lot of ways, he pushed Emma to be the savior. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like, he kept nudging her in that direction, and I wonder if whoever he thinks is going to be the guardian, if he's nudging them in that direction.
I guess, and it kind of makes sense that technically he is protecting Rogers, because if he does find Eloise Gardner like he did, he's releasing the witch into the wild. Mm-hmm. And now she's technically has escaped, but then now in the hands of Ivy. So either way, she's kind of still trapped, but in a better form, I guess. But before we get into that.
Ivy lets her out.
What?
Ivy lets her out.
No, but that, by the end of the episode, we're still back in that dungeon, and they're, like, working together.
That's true.
So maybe that's just where she's living, because I don't know.
But I don't think I don't think Eloise is really trapped. I think, like, what we were discussing, she knows what she's doing, but she's letting Ivy think that she's in charge.
Right. Well, the creepiest part about it all is that every time someone brings up the witch, they're like, you don't know what you're messing with.
Exactly.
You don't know what you've gotten yourself into. Which we see firsthand that she's so manipulative and creepy.
And what was that? Totally. That cake. That cake that he was about to eat.
Yeah.
Woo. I want to know. Pushed it right off the table.
She was just like, okay. Let me just dump that out for you. Right. That's too much sugar. It's going to kill you.
Which is a good thing, because who knows what was in that cake that she was probably going to use him to manipulate him again. Mm. Which, you know, he manipulated her, which we all thought Rapunzel and him had some sort of love connection, and then it was going to be Rapunzel's baby.
Right. And you were like, the witch was kind of ugly. I mean, except the hair.
She's actually pretty. Yeah, the witch really was crazy. Really pretty. Not that that should matter whether you like somebody or not, but he was kind of bamboozled.
The moral of that was it's a very creepy situation, because he thought that it was just, I don't really know. Yeah. It was kind of a weird thing to be thrown into, but.
Think about it. It's the same as with Robin Hood when he was slept with Zelina, and she was disguised.
That's true.
So
really
they kind of just kind of redid that story a little bit.
Also, to bring it full circle, it's kind of like Emma having a baby with Balefire and Rumpelstiltskin being the grandfather. Mm. It's another grandkid of the Swan family having like an evil grandparent. I was thinking about that when I was watching the episode. I don't know if you guys like caught that out there, what you thought of it. But if you did, I want to know what you thought, and if you think that's going to play into anything. Like, do you think Mother Gothel will try and find her redemption at some point?
I don't know, because that was harsh. So she sends Rogers on this quest for this flower.
So Rumpel. But the flower.
Yeah. So she sends Rogers on this, and this is in the Wish Realm, let's not forget. And so he gets sent on this journey to find the flower to help save her, so then he can then find his revenge on the crocodile.
Which, on a side note, I was super impressed that the flower looks so much like the flower in the animated cartoon.
Someone said that in the chat room.
Oh, I missed it.
Hey, guys, I also really quick want to let you know we are in the chat. Sorry, it's going a little quick. So if you guys do have any things that you want us to see, just please retype it in, and we're going to try to keep an eye on what's going on up there. but, yeah, going back to the flower, which was crazy, and he goes into the forest. But I have to ask you guys, when he goes into this garden to find the flower, was it not a little sketchy that this is the witch's garden and she's nowhere to be found? I was like, she's either going to pop up in randomly, or something's not right to where she's not there to stop him.
Well, that is what I was thinking.
I kept thinking that the flower was a decoy and that she had set it up for Rapunzel as like, well, the flower will save you, but not really. Right. It was her hair. Because remember in the animated movie, her hair like took on the essence of the flower, and I was like, it's her hair. This flower might poison her or something, but then that wasn't it at all. It was the witch being Rapunzel.
Right.
Surprise!
Surprise! Yeah. Which was super crazy, because I didn't necessarily obviously see that coming. I just knew there was something sketchy going on with how he was able to go get that flower with no repercussions besides that creepy troll. Mm. Like, that was...
Wasn't it a garden gnome?
It was a giant garden gnome.
But it was a troll garden gnome.
A troll came into the mine.
It's because it was so big, and we keep seeing, like, the, what's it called, wars? You guys help me in the chat. I'm totally blanking on it. Oh, my gosh. The wars that started everything. Was it the troll wars?
Ogre wars.
Because we're used to seeing the ogres.
You're right.
And they're giant like that. So it's kind of like the same... But this one was like a big wooden plaster.
I was like, oh no. But yeah, I will say.
I was agreeing with you with that.
Like there was something sketchy that she wasn't there. Yeah. Because like, otherwise, like, Rumple shows up in the middle of nowhere all the mm-hmm. time. The fact that he's in the witch's garden and yeah. she's nowhere to be found, sketchy.
Well, I'm thinking she's going to come back later on. I was like, oh, well, maybe it'll be, like, when he goes back. But then she wasn't even there that night. And then I was thinking, it's weird. Why would you want to sleep with him knowing you're in danger?
Right. It was really intense. I was like, this is so creepy. Why is she, like, dragging him into the bed? I was like, something's not right.
She's
right.
like, this has been way too long. I was like, okay.
Way wrong.
Right.
You can't wait?
Also, Rapunzel was like, it's been way too long. I was like, is it Rapunzel like a virgin princess of like
an right, innocent like, so little instant?
Like, let's not do that.
So it made sense when she, the next morning, was like, I had a baby.
Right, which was so beyond creepy. Weird. But something, like, very strange.
But we've been there with Zelina, so it wasn't something yeah, we weren't completely prepared
for. That is
true.
For. That mm. is very, very true. but I will say that no matter what, we kind of have seen that Hook has always come out on top of being the good guy. Mm-hmm. So, like, no matter what he is in any of the realms, like, we see that he is always trying to be the best person. I'm so sorry. I think I'm going to sneeze. Whew, it came over.
I was about to sneeze.
Things. But, yeah, so I was really excited to see that because he was like, what are you going to do? Leave this newborn child
I
there?
Was excited yeah. for him. Because this is after he got turned into, like, Good Hook by right. David. So mm-hmm. I was happy because I felt like this might be his first, you know, good deed as, like, post-old dude.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, wait. No, it wasn't. No, because
this is before he got
a baby.
This is before he
yeah,
got old.
Yeah, this is before he got old.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, so he did have a good heart, and then he just got really bitter about everything.
Because he couldn't find his daughter. Yeah, he couldn't save her.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ivan Soto in the chat says, it's strange the stories in the show, Captain Hook always have the good in him.
Mm.
Which it's true. I mean, he does always have the good.
Oh, look at them. They're saying, we saw the evil queen this episode too, Steve Swan.
Yeah, magic-less. That's true.
And mm-hmm. we saw her magicless.
Yeah, and that's when she was trying to work with Hook, and then whatever they were doing obviously fell through, because then he gives the boat to
mm-hmm.
to Smee in order to go take care of his
Which I also
daughter.
Thought was a good Easter egg for fans that have been watching the show for a long time, because when they visited the Wish Realm in the first time,
right.
that's what was going on. That was right. the plot line. So it's come to its resolution, and now she's fleeing the Wish Realm's version of the Enchanted Forest.
Right.
Most definitely.
Which
gives you a better understanding.
Right. So to wrap this up in a pretty little bow with this storyline, because there's about four other ones that we need to attack tonight,
Thousand.
Is that Alice is his daughter. And
yes.
they
yes.
actually,
and
we saw
them.
And
we were all right, you guys.
Yes, we were all right. Yes. And we actually saw them reunite in the, like, the Wish Realm. Today's Wish Realm, not the one, like, post-Hook changing and Henry. It's weird, because it's like,
oh, yeah,
there's
we
the
saw
wish
them
realm.
With the poison heart,
yes.
so then we found out why they were kept away from one another.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to explain that to everybody? Just, like, I feel like I was kind of confused about the whole why Ivy was trying to keep them apart.
For Henry or for Captain
no,
Hook?
No, for Captain Hook. For Hook and Alice. I'm like, why does
no?
Why
I don't think that. I don't think yeah. Drizella had anything to do with
right.
poisoning Hook. I mm-hmm. think that's something completely different
yeah.
from
okay.
someone else. But
yeah.
she picked up that tactic because, you know, Regina with her past and the poison apple mm. and putting people to sleep and stealing hearts.
She's been practicing.
Yeah. She took what she'd been doing and she's like, I'm going to poison these hearts.
Right.
But
exactly.
I don't think that she's the one who actually did that to Hook
no.
and Alice. I think
gotcha.
That's a separate mm-hmm. villain that might come into play later
okay.
on.
But it definitely benefited her.
Right.
Oh, 100%. It definitely benefited Drizella.
Because she was said in this thing that she was setting up the curse way back then.
Mm,
so
right.
now we're taking it back. So this is, we're starting to see right. the first inkling of the blueprint of the dual curses that we have. Because I
okay.
think it's cool that we have, for
right.
sure, it's been confirmed, dual curses.
Okay, that
yeah.
makes me feel a little better, because I was confused, and I'm like, what does Ivy's bad blood have to do with Alice and Hook? But now
like,
I guess that's a separate.
Though?
Right.
Separate.
Which, it kind of, if you think about it, might allude to how she was able to leave the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
maybe she was given something by Weaver at, I guess now we can get rid of Weaver and we can call him Rumple again, because he's
yes.
technically awake.
He's awake.
So Rumple could have gone to the tower and been like, I'll give you an out but you can, but I'm going to give you the heart thing so you can
That's totally something Rumpel would do.
So, but I think that maybe that has to do with
But again, this is post-Belle dying, so he might not. Because we don't know how much into his old ways he's fallen or if he's, like, really tried to be the good guy.
Which
I
also
don't think he would poison her heart. I don't see how that would connect.
But see, this is what's kind of confusing.
He's crazy. I put nothing past him, but I'm just hoping that he's moved past, like,
let's not forget this. So when we first started the season, we have Alice is in Wonderland. So she somehow got out of the tower, back to Wonderland. That Rumpel could have been there. But what's interesting is we see her jump back into the Wish Realm, present day, run into Rumpel. So
calling him Papa?
Yeah. So
well, it wasn't present day. This was present day Wish before Realm. The curse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish Realm.
Yeah. Wish Realm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't saying present day. Like, there's so many present days. You know what I'm saying.
Time is everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, so many things. But I'm, like, I'm trying to, like, help whatever's happened in the chat. Make sure you guys know that we're looking at you over there.
Billie Jean Rose, funny, is, like, Belle must be rolling around in her grave for what Rumpel is doing.
Oh, probably, he said gold, not Rumpel.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that
people do call him both, though.
Yeah, but one day he's good, one day he's bad. I just can't keep it straight. I can't. But one of those stories is kind of closed, but yet now just opening, because we don't even know the half of what's actually behind Hook and Alice's storyline. Which then, that poisoned heart leads us to we finally see the first actual connection between Henry and Ella. They kiss. We finally saw a kiss, and they actually...
The one you were waiting for. You've been waiting for that romantic moment.
Too bad it was in the Wish Realm, though.
It was in the Wish Realm. It was in the Wish Realm, but I'll take it. Because, like, I was just saying, we haven't seen too much of them
their
having
chemistry.
That, like, their chemistry, the love at first sight kind of thing. Because we haven't had too many one-on-one scenes with them.
So I think that what this episode cleared up, prediction-wise, like, in the sense of, like, stringing together what's going on, is I think that it set it up where they found the cure to the poison heart. Mm-hmm. But Drizella, obviously, because I think Hook and Alice are cleansed, uncursed. Whatever. They don't have a poison heart anymore.
Right.
But now with that being said, I think that in the moment that they could have found that for Henry and Ella, I think that the curse was cast. And if they break the curse, maybe something else terrible happens.
Huh.
And we're going to find that out in 3 weeks because they had that preview with Lucy and Madame Tremaine.
See, so you're saying you don't think that they have the poisoned heart?
No, no, no. I think that their hearts are poisoned.
Okay.
And that's why it's so imperative that they don't kiss, because they'll die.
But you're saying, okay. But they escaped it the first time, but the second time they have poisoned hearts, and that's, okay, that makes sense.
And I think that the curse was then cast, like, simultaneously. Mm. As she poisoned their hearts, she cast the curse, so that's why Drizella feels that it's so unbreakable, and she keeps bragging. Don't brag to Regina so much, girl. Right. She's coming for you.
Right.
I like how she was like, I got a bat, okay? I it may not have magic, well. But I got a bat.
Right. But also, I mean, it just, like, seeing, I want to go back to Henry and Jacinda, or Ella. There's so many different names
Ella.
Going on. Yeah. But I do want to say, with Ella and Henry, it was nice to kind of see them work together. We found a little bit about Ella's past. We're seeing her move on and really come together to work with Henry. So I thought that was really exciting.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the present day, which is really hard in a trying time, because they finally get two steps closer to actually sealing the deal and going on a date. And
yes.
Ronnie has to be the one to take it away. How do you think that's making Regina feel?
Terrible.
Look
at her face every time she does it. You can see it's, like, it's devastating her.
It's terrible.
She's the one breaking her own son's heart.
I know. And that's what's so awful, is because she's not able to have her happy ending anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere she goes, she's just tortured. But something that I thought was really interesting is, like, okay, so why, even though, like, so the true kiss, like, if Ella and Henry kiss, right, that breaks the curse, which we know can't happen. But why can't Regina tell Henry so then he can be aware to keep a distance? Why can't Henry know?
That's part of the curse that hasn't been answered. Or maybe she thinks he won't believe her, or he has to come to it on his own, so then she can warn him.
Like, maybe he, because he's, I guess because he's not believing by, like, he's not believing
on his own.
Yeah, so then it would be hard, because if now Regina's on this bandwagon.
Which is so crazy, because he has the heart of the truest believer. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Ugh. Yeah, I don't.
But now the daughter took that on, right. That title.
I do want to say that there was a funny joke that Lucy said, and we actually see it in the chat by Steven, and he said, oh, it just, basically he was saying, I can't believe they tried to pull another Catherine, and it was funny because Lucy was like, no one wants to be a Catherine.
Yeah, yes. Well, it was Lucy who brought it up. She's like, this is a classic Catherine moment. When David thought he was married to her, and he's like, well, maybe I'm Catherine. I'm okay with that. And she's like, no one wants to be a Catherine.
Which, no, because...
She had great delivery, by the way. She's such a talented actress.
She is. She's amazing. And
she's really good with, like, the little snarky, like, one-liners.
Yeah. Yeah, which we saw kind of a lot this episode, because history repeats itself, and we see her have to go back into the system because of the way that... Yeah,
another
custody.
Nod to her grandmother.
That was so sad to me, because I'm just like, oh, she finally gets to be with her mom. And then I was just like, come on now, cut her a break. She got a job. I mean, it may be a bar, but she got a job. You know, she's making money. I don't understand what the situation is of why she can't take care of her.
Right. And it's sad, because it all led back to a vulnerable moment when Ella didn't believe she had the means to take care of Lucy. So she was intimidated and scared, and so she had to give away her rights because she thought that was the only choice she had.
Yeah.
Which her ex shows her that she's allowed, which let's just talk about Nick for a second. This is Henry's best friend.
That's what mind blew
so
me.
So good looking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, he walked in and I was like, oh, hey,
I can see why Henry was a little bit jealous.
But I want to ask you guys one question.
I would have been two.
Did you notice the nod he gave Ella when they met in the Wish Realm? When he said, this is Ella.
Yes, when they were shaking hands. I was like, did she cheat on him or did he make a move on her?
No, I think they knew each other from before. They must have gotten into hijinks or something.
I don't think they knew each other from before. I think he just was like, for him, it was love at first sight.
That's what I'm thinking.
Obviously, whatever happened in this world, it worked in his favor. So maybe he's not as good as we expect him to be. Like, maybe in his world, this curse made it work for him. This was his happy ending, because he actually got to be somehow in a relationship with
her. But he's
not
happy, because he hasn't been in a relationship with her. He was a bum in a basement until recently.
But that's the thing, is that that's his memory. And so he didn't, in his cursed memory, he's thinking that she doesn't want anything to do with him. So when he gets this call, then he's realizing, oh, she wants me back. All right, I'm going to get my
stuff
together.
But he's good now. Yeah. He's a lawyer. He has a suit. He's hot. Like, he's good.
And not to mention, he won the case and got Lucy back.
Yeah.
So this is a
whole... He's got, like, ultimate brownie points right now.
Right. But that's what I'm just wondering. So do you guys think that he's on kind of a different side than what we saw him initially? Like, do you think he's going to add more drama and fuel to this fire than we actually,
he's definitely going to add more drama. But I think in the Wish Realm, it's probably going to be one of those situations where it was just like, ugh, I can't, but I really am in love with you, but I can't be with you type of situation. I don't think he's really going to go for her.
Right.
But it's probably going to be that almost type of kiss type of thing. Like, but I can't because you're with my friend.
Right.
I honestly thought that when they had that moment, when they met, was because he had run into her before doing something shady together. Because he seems like he's very, like, mischievous, and he's homies with Henry. And Henry's been getting into a lot of, like, mischievous adventures. So I just thought that maybe they had a history, and he was like, okay, I see you ended up with my best friend. And, like, flash forward, we'll see, and he'll be like, weren't you, like, in that workhouse, like, stealing boxes or whatever? And she's going to be like, don't tell him.
Interesting.
What Billy...
Yeah, there's some people in the chat. No, Glenisha, go for it.
Yeah, what Billy Jean was saying was, what if Nick was awake, actually, in the real world? What if he's actually awake?
And he's... Because he could be, like... Yeah, he could be working with Ivy. We don't know who he is. We don't know his backstory. There's so much more we have to learn. Also, something that was interesting that someone in the chat was saying is that... first of all, they think he's shady, and they're like, what if he went after Regina? I was like, that would be very interesting.
It'd
I don't
be
know.
So weird.
It'd be
you
weird
don't want to date your son's best friend.
But that's what's the
That is weird.
They're all like the same age, weirdly.
That's true.
So it's like it doesn't really add any issues. It's all
fine. Yeah.
So
in a weird way,
I would be weirded out if you my best friend and you dating my parent. Like no.
Yeah, that's super just, weird.
We're not friends.
Right. I think it's just whenever we get a new character introduced, because we don't even know who he is from Adam. We don't know what fairy tale character he is or what. So whenever a new character gets introduced, I'm super skeptical.
Well, when he came in and he had that name at the end when he came back, I was like, oh, it's Finn Rider. I thought it was going to be Finn. So then, since we had had such a Rapunzel-centric episode, right.
And
I totally
a lot of people
thought it was going to be.
I think have been saying like he was casted.
Ivan says that Nick is Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk 2.0.
2.0.
Yeah, I know. Everything's 2.0. Also, they did make a good point. I keep confusing the Wish Realm with the Enchanted Forest 2.0 because the Enchanted Forest 2.0 is where the resistance is, and that's where they're fighting again.
Right.
But the Wish Realm is when they went back to
that's where Rapunzel was.
Hook. Yeah.
But then when we went forward with Alice and the Poison Heart,
they were in Enchanted.
That was in Enchanted 2.0 followed by Wonderland.
Yes.
So thanks, guys, for correcting that for us.
Sorry. Sometimes when you get get chatting about everything,
a lot of realms.
We really need to make this into like a connect the dots situation.
Seriously.
The different realms.
Yeah. Man, well, you know, we see a lot of Henry and Jacinda trying to make 5 steps forward, and of course they get 10 steps back, and we see Henry very sad, drinking a lot of beer, and decides to go on a road trip with Regina.
I was so LA. No, San Francisco.
Oh, I thought they were going to Storybrooke.
I thought they were going to LA.
She said like loud and clear.
Wait,
San Francisco.
I totally
chat. I need you guys to back me up. They're going to San Francisco.
You know what it is? I just made it up because I'm
like,
how
going to Storybrooke?
We all got different ones. You said Storybrooke. You said San Francisco. I said LA.
No, it's definitely
it's San Fran.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm sorry, guys. I got a little too excited because I think I just blocked out when they said San Francisco. Because I was like, how cool would it be if they just drove to Storybrooke? This is the thing, is that they're like,
she said they can't go back there because they can't know.
Oh, because they don't want to ruin their happiness?
Yeah, because they have their happy ending. So she said, we can't go back there.
I don't know why I was
also, all
LA.
Those actors have been contracted out of the show.
Well, yeah, I know that. But it was just like me like trying to think positively and like being like, what?
Yeah,
that could
look at all those San Franciscos in the chat.
Sorry, guys. I told you. I was just trying. I sometimes like I was listening and I probably just like put that in my brain because I was just like, that'd be
you
so
just
cool.
really want her to film the
I just wanted them to go back to Storybrooke.
So the chat really thinks it's Zelina.
Thanks, Jeff. I totally was wrong about that.
The chat really thinks they're going to go find Zelina. But can I tell you, my secret hope is that it's Maleficent.
Oh.
Her and Maleficent don't get along. She still doesn't appreciate her daughter being ripped away from her and cursed. And then that whole situation
that went down.
Dude.
I would love to see Maleficent.
Whoa, jinx. Jinx, somebody owes someone a soda. Yeah. Or
bring
it says, or Zelina's daughter, Robin, Steven. That is a great point.
That has to be who it is. It's got to be Zelina's daughter because she's coming back.
As like an adult now.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Someone just said, they said Storybrooke's in Maine. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's the total East Coast. I'm sorry. I just got my hopes up.
That's the eastiest of the East Coast that happens in the United
States. Yeah, I know.
States.
I don't know what my brain was doing, okay, guys?
I did have one question, though.
Yeah.
With this curse, how are they able to leave?
Oh, look. Kenzie Brumley says, Rebecca Matter is set to appear for multiple episodes.
Yeah.
So maybe it is Zelina and her. Oh, you guys, probably. But I'm still kind of hoping that Maleficent makes an appearance. She's such a fun character.
Well, I feel like I haven't heard too much about her. Sorry to break your dreams. But, I mean, we definitely have seen so much about, like, Zelina definitely appearing and her daughter. Like, it's been in articles everywhere that her daughter, this is who it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely, like, that dynamic duo. But it's going to be exciting to see how Robin, like, is she evil? Is she nice?
I was just trying to play my heartbreak
on my face. I hope she's nice. And good.
Sorry, Carly, we just like shut it down. Sorry. Yeah.
But with this curse, how are they able to leave?
That's a good question. Maybe that,
you know?
Yeah, like how are they
You're
able?
You're never able to leave a curse city.
Maybe they're going to figure that out?
No, this one wasn't cursed that way. The point of this curse is to make people leave. This one doesn't have a boundary line except for Lucy.
Got it. God,
and Jacinda. True. Everyone else, they're meant to leave and forget that they're a fairy tale character. They're not supposed to remember who they are.
Yeah, that's really sad.
And people have been being pushed out.
Yeah. People, at least Regina, like, had some sort of, like, good behind it. She was like, I just want people to live in a city where they don't remember each other because I want to be happy. But, like,
Right. It's
not like she was, like, doing anything. Well, I guess she did hurt people in the beginning, but, like, tried not. I don't know.
But in the church, she wasn't really harming anyone. Right. It just was another day.
She just wanted to rule the town and make Mary Margaret
suffer.
But it wasn't as suffering because she was a teacher. I mean, I guess she wasn't losing her Olivia's true love, but
Right. She was also missing her child who's out suffering in the real world. She's a bad girl.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
Bad girls and everything. I feel like Ivy takes the cake so far. And something that I found interesting is that I think Ivy's lying about the curse, about what it actually does. I think that whatever was in that drink that she gave Ronnie wasn't necessarily to wake her up, but it was to wake her up and make her remember in the way that she wants. And I know we have a bunch of different theories. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of different theories on how you can't break the curse. But I think that if she has this image in her head, if Henry and Jacinda kiss, then it kills people and whatever. Obviously, she's going to do everything in her power because she loves Henry not to break this curse. Mm-hmm. So I think if she planted this little seed that was false and then, you know, it doesn't actually mean that they have to die, then I think that that's how she's lying. I think that she's holding something back or just did that on purpose.
I'll jump on board with that. That sounds completely like Ivy's scheming, double-crossing type of ways. Because really, how did she come up with a better curse than her mother who had, like, the fairy godmother's wand and who went above and beyond to, like, search out
such
magic?
Such a short amount of time, too.
Yeah, like, and she's like, the student became better than the teacher. Did she just become a better liar, not necessarily a better practitioner
exactly
of magic?
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder what the cure is, though.
Right.
Because I do think that their hearts are poison. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it'll necessarily kill them, because I even saw with, like, Alice and Roger, mm-hmm. when they hugged, even though it, like, it was his heart and he was sick and he was dying.
It didn't kill him.
Only because Regina was there.
That's true.
It looked like he was going to die without her.
Yeah, but there was clearly, like, some type of cure.
Looked like he had green kryptonite coming out of his chest. That's not even the same universe. So I thought he was a goner.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he didn't.
Yeah. But, I mean, he may be a goner, but, like, Belfry's definitely probably going to come back. She might not be. She might be gone, but she's not gone
definitely.
For good.
Definitely.
She's coming back in 3 weeks. We saw her talking to Lucy.
Well, I know she's coming back. I'm saying, like, I'm just saying, she's, like, there's something more that she obviously knows. And
it's
even
her curse.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I think that she might be a bad person, but obviously there's something. It's like with Rumpel. Like, obviously he was doing everything in his power to do something for himself and would not care about anybody in his path just to get Belfry back or Belfire. Sorry, not Belfry. Belfire back.
Belfire.
But I think Belfry, Lady T, like, is kind of, they're kind of the same in that realm.
100%.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think she is scared of Ivy, and I think that's why she was so scared and thought if she maybe, I don't know, was taking Ivy's heart going to kill Ivy, or was it just going to control her?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it was going to, because by then what does she have?
I don't think she's afraid of Ivy at all. I just think that she underestimates her, and I want to know the backstory behind that. Like, why does she not trust her daughter? Like, it's her daughter,
right.
But she has, like, no faith in her or her abilities. So something had to have happened for them to have this current relationship, which I'm excited to, as the season goes on,
to
delve
that
into that.
Right, like, see what happened with freaking Anastasia, who was not in the tomb.
Which we all expected. I wasn't expecting
her in
there.
Well, it couldn't be that easy.
No.
And, like, Belfry isn't stupid. Clearly, if she because she noticed the dirt in the beginning.
Right.
That was just the tip. So if she sees that there's some sort of
she
dirt on the floor, she was like,
Anastasia.
But now I want to know, where is she?
Right. Like, where is she chilling? Like, what's going on?
But remember, Gold / Rumpel is
awake.
Woke.
And
so
he could have taken her.
That is true.
As his bargaining chip to be like, you can't tell me what to do.
Carolina, you
were
on it.
And, guys, let's not forget, he has the sword.
Oh, yeah.
He has the sword, and it's totally, like, it's fine. So something...
You mean the dagger.
The dagger. Mm-hmm. Sword, dagger. Same thing. But yeah, like, something... Like, that has to be able to do some sort of control in this world. Like, why would he just be looking at it?
Because he's holding it because, remember, again, Belle told him in the spell that she found that its final resting place would go with the Guardian.
Oh, right.
He's looking for that Guardian.
And that's why I think he's playing the long game, because Gold is always playing the long game.
Man.
Dude sits around and, like, stitches, like, quilt patterns and is like...
He's just, like, the things that these writers, like, make... It's just, like, it blows my mind sometimes to think about how these writers have cultivated the minds of these characters and, like, can just intertwine everything so... fluidly. It's crazy to
me. I'm like surprised they're not getting confused with themselves. I'm like, how did you?
I know. So I'm sitting here like, I'm getting all the realms mixed up. I'm sorry, but I'm just getting overexcited. But man, guys, I think
Angel Wolf Zero has a really funny one. My thing is, why didn't she check the coffin first before bringing it with her? I mean, low key, true.
That is so true.
You pretty much had to carry that whole thing.
Right? Like,
and she's not even in it, and you just went through all this effort. How do you transport a coffin? Like, she had to get a hearse?
That was hard. Right, and like, they could barely even get the top off. Like,
so how did she even lift it by herself? I have so many questions. And she didn't think to check?
Yeah, I don't know. That is Angel Wolf Zero. That is amazing. Like, so good. Guys, this has been too fun. It's always fun every week. But I think, with all of that being said... We need to get into some predictions. Ooh. Guys, we definitely... TV predictions. Guys, we want to make sure we hear your predictions in the chat. So it does go pretty fast, so we'll try to take them at the end. But start typing those in. And while we get started, Lanisha, why don't you kick us off?
All right. My prediction is that Lady T is now... She kind of has no choice, but she's going to team up with... the heroes.
Oh.
I definitely believe. Because now, you know, she's locked up. Nothing's going her way. She's scared of the witch. She has no choice but to team up with maybe, she can't team up with Ronnie. Ronnie's gone. Regina left.
Right.
Only thing she has now is Lucy.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to team up and she would do it in a manipulative way or team up and fully be... relentless and giving in to the heroes?
Oh, definitely not. She's gonna do what she has to do for herself first, team up with them, get that done, and then do what she gotta do to wake up Anastasia.
Gotcha. Did you see something in the chat that was really
interesting? Yeah, Ben and TL says Jack equals Jack Frost. That would be much better than Jack and the Beanstalk. No offense to Jack and the Beanstalk, but Jack Frost? We haven't seen him before. That would be awesome.
Really interesting.
We never had Jack Frost.
I got all pumped up about it. I was like, that could bring in such a cool level.
Yeah, I feel like that would be, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one.
You want Jack and the Beanstalk.
I feel like it would definitely be more of Jack and the Beanstalk, but I don't know.
I would want him to be younger, though.
Yeah,
for Jack and the Beanstalk. I would want, like, a little boy. Like Henry's age.
Yeah.
Young
Henry. These are going so fast. I'm sorry. So BillieJean24 goes, I predict that Henry sees something on this road trip with Regina and starts believing again. Oh, for sure.
I think that'll happen at the same time that Lucy stops believing, because I think Lady T is finally going to break her belief because she's going to tell her the truth. I think that that's what's going to break her belief is like, it is real, kid.
Right.
You have been right this whole time. But guess what happens when mommy and daddy get back together?
Right.
Kaput. I like Red underscore King.
There's no happiness for you.
What's going on there? What's it say?
With Red underscore King, they were saying that Alice might be the guardian.
Oh, that'd be interesting, because it's like we thought Lucy was the guardian the whole time. So if we find out that Alice is, I don't know.
I'm kind of hoping it'll be Lucy, because I want it to stay within the, like, charming family.
You just really want that, because she says it every episode. She
does. Well, Carolina, what are your predictions?
I just gave mine.
That was it? Okay.
Yeah, that was my prediction.
I didn't know if you're bouncing off or if that was yours. All right, cool.
No, well, it was such a good, like, prediction that I felt like it echoed. Yes, absolutely. I think he's going to start to... question things and believe things when he goes to San Francisco at the same time that Lucy stops.
Agreed.
Because her heart's going to be shattered. And I think that's going to wake up Anastasia and it's going to start to move the plot forward.
Got it. Boom. Like it. All right. I guess for mine, I'm going to have to go with... Did you want to pound it? Is that
no,
what,
I, was, I was doing like my fist bump. Wait,
what were
like,
you doing?
I have the tiger.
She was like, yeah, like, bow, I thought you like were bow, looking for bow, a fist bump. Bow, we just totally left you hanging. Bow, well, I think I'm going to go with my prediction of saying how Ivy's definitely lying about how the curse could actually be broken, and I don't think it's going to kill anybody. And I think that they'll maybe find that out sooner or later, that Ivy's definitely just trying to protect herself, and that's right, why she's working with the witch, because she needs extra, she needs something else to back her up, and especially because they don't have magic in this world. And then I also think that Nick, aka Jack, is sketchy, and he's just trying to steal Henry's girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, something sketchy
just
about
like
him.
How Ivy was trying to steal Ella's man.
Yeah.
Ivy is on that, like, hungry.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing... It's just weird with that. And I just, like, don't like it at all. It's
make
just
sure
weird
you
to
tell him to call so we can finish our interview.
Okay. That was okay, weird. I think every time I see them together, I just block it out of my mind. So then I'm like, oh, that happened. That's right.
I would definitely be like Regina and be like, uh-uh.
I thought Regina was going to slug her right then and there. Right.
She wanted to.
Right. Well, we'll take a couple more predictions from the chat. It looks like Simone Umba says, what if Nick is Lucy's biological father and Henry raised her as his own for 10 years?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because of the whole true love thing. That's with true, the necklaces.
Sorry,
and...
sorry, Simone.
I would sorry, not Simone, want that to happen. I'm shooting that one right
well, I guess
down,
also, too, because we did see the first kiss, so, like, that would kind of, like, let things... That wouldn't be yeah, very exciting. Oh, yeah, Robin, I definitely think will have magic as well.
Oh, 100%. Her mm-hmm, mom is Zelina.
I think there is... Hey, Jeff, would we be able to scroll up just a little bit? There was a couple of good ones, and I think
yeah,
we'll just take
I
one
saw
more.
Anastasia
that one, right
one
there. So Ivan Soto says, I want that too to be Lucy, to be the guardian, stay in the charming family, Emma is the savior, Henry the author, Lucy is the guardian. Is that the prediction? I think it was. I thought, maybe I read it
someone
wrong.
Someone says something about Anastasia possibly being the guardian.
Oh, Billie Jean 24. Was I the only one who laughed when Ivy found out? Oh, that. Sorry, that's not it. Sorry, guys. Well, you know what? If you have any predictions or anything.
Oh, somebody said Anastasia is the key to kill Ivy's curse.
Oh, it was Steve Swan.
Steve Swan.
Ah, that's what Swin? It is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Swin.
So it says Anastasia is the key to kill Ivy's curse. That's why Ivy wants her dead. And Lady T knew about Ivy's curse, so made Anastasia as the failsafe. Ooh.
Very good.
I like that one.
Steven, I love that. And that is a great way to end our predictions for tonight's recap. Man, yeah, guys, so much to talk about. And unfortunately, we're not going to see you until 3 weeks from now. The next episode airs on December 8th. But have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. We will miss you dearly. And we can't wait to recap in a couple of weeks. Alrighty, Lanisha, where can they find you on social media?
All right, you guys, eat a whole bunch of food for me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Hey, guys, I'm Carolina Vanetti. You can find me on Twitter at Carolina Vanetti and Instagram at LenaBean113.
And hey, guys, it's Ali Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And, of course, make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all AfterBuzz TV platforms. And don't forget to tweet us and comment in the comments below. We'll see you in 3 weeks. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.